This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump addressed the nation after Iran fired missiles at two Iraqi air bases that house U.S. troops. White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Suara has more.
In a speech at the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the missile attacks.
The American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime.
In an apparent move to de-escalate, Trump announced no military retaliation, only new sanctions on Tehran. He called on Western powers to abandon the Iran nuclear deal and work towards a new one. Via Twitter after the attacks, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the strikes were proportionate measures in self-defense and that Iran is not seeking war. Patsy Whitaker-Suara, VOA News at the White House.
Meanwhile, Democrats and a handful of Republicans are skeptical after a classified briefing on the killing of the Iranian general. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Congressional Democrats say senior officials in the Trump administration didn't provide many details of the threat posed by General Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian general killed in a U.S. drone strike last week. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee was sharply critical of the briefing.
It was probably the worst briefing I've seen, at least on a military issue, in the 9 years I've served in the United States Senate.
But Florida Republican Marco Rubio has a different take.
I think they've done an excellent job of outlining the rationale behind both the decision to go after Soleimani and the response to the Iranian attack.
Democrats say without the details, President Trump is asking the public to trust the very intelligence reports he has often disparaged. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And you are listening to VOA News. Authorities in Southeast Australia are urging residents to evacuate as the massive bushfires are expected to worsen later this week. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says weather conditions are ripe for more fires. He also says the casualties and damages from the wildfires continue to rise.
There are 27 confirmed fatalities, and there have been, on this morning's reports to us, 2,131 homes lost, but I'm sure over the course of the day, as further damage assessments have been undertaken, particularly in Victoria, these numbers continue to sadly change and they continue to escalate.
Morrison, who has faced fierce criticism for his response to the fires, has committed $1.4 billion to a newly created bushfire recovery fund to help residents, businesses, and farmers recover. Iranian investigators say the crew of a Ukrainian passenger jet that crashed shortly after taking off from Tehran's airport had tried to turn back. AP's John Gambrell has more on the flight's final moments.
Says that the plane was on fire and that the crew didn't make a call for help before it crashed outside of Tehran. This report comes as Iran faces a lot of pressure internationally over the crash and a lot of questions as well.
176 people died in the crash. Gambrell says Ukraine is sending its own investigators to the crash site.
Ukraine says that it wants to have access to the material that Iran has, as well as access to the crash site to look for possible missile fragments and other pieces that could potentially explain why this 3.5-year-old plane fell out of the sky.
63 of the victims were Canadians. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the entire country was shocked and saddened by the accident. China has confirmed that its economy czar will visit Washington for the signing of an interim trade deal. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Under the Phase 1 deal, which saw a halt in planned tariff hikes, Beijing agreed to buy more American farm goods, and Washington's chief negotiator, Robert Lighthizer, said it would make changes to respond to complaints about its industrial policies. China's Ministry of Commerce spokesman, Gao Feng, said new restrictions on exporting AI products to China and elsewhere could give the U.S. a significant military or intelligence advantage. The decision not only harms the interests of relevant enterprises, including those of the U.S., but also causes market concerns over American trade and innovative environment, Gao said. Washington, Europe, Japan, and other trading partners complain Beijing steals or pressures foreign companies to hand over technology. I'm Karen Chamas.
In France, rail workers, teachers, doctors, lawyers, and others joined a nationwide day of protests and strikes Thursday. The protests are to denounce French President Emmanuel Macron's plans to overhaul the pension system. Street protests were staged in Paris and other French cities, with railway strikes entering their sixth week. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.